Well, Lindsey Graham's sister was in a U.S. Senate runoff debate and got creamed, frankly. I mean, and she embarrassed herself. I mean, she really humiliated herself. We're about to take a look at this. But of course, most of you probably already know this is the sister of the deceased Lindsey Graham, the senator. She has been appointed by the governor, not by the people, not elected, but appointed to fill his spot. And so she goes up for this debate, again, a U.S. Senate runoff, and it was an absolute disaster for her. We're going to take a look at it, as well as a few things that she believes specifically about Israel. Then I want to take a look at this clip from Rabbi Shmuley, because Shmuley's in the news again, but this time, you know, it's not necessarily a laughing matter. I mean, usually whenever we see Rabbi Shmuley, we can just kind of laugh at some stupidity that he's doing. This time, it seems that he is calling for violence against Tucker Carlson and Candace Owens. So we're going to take a look at that as well, as well as what happened with Randy Fine and him going into people's mailboxes. Is he going to be arrested, given that this was a felony caught on camera? What's going to be happening with that? I want to talk about that as well. And also one other thing, an Israeli American being kicked out of a salon because she supports genocide. People are just done with Israel at this point, and they're saying you're not welcome in our place of business. And so we're going to take a look at all of this, but let's first start out with Senator Graham, Darlene Graham, again appointed to this position, not elected. Let me actually show you a clip where somebody brought this up, and she says she wants to earn people's votes, wants to kind of earn that position, which is in part why she's in this debate. Take a look where she just addresses head on people who say, look, this was just kind of something that fell into your lap. This was something you were appointed to, and you didn't actually earn this position.
I want to hear from people, and I want to earn their vote.
Sarah, what would you say to folks that are saying that you're just being handed this?
I don't see it that way. I'm not being handed the seat. I realize that I have to earn voters. So I'm working really hard to do that. Like I said, I want to spend the next 2 weeks getting out to as many places as I can. You know, Lindsey was amazing. I will never fill his shoes. No one can ever fill his shoes.
Well, let's hope not, because your brother was a terrorist. He was a genocide defender and supporter. He was a war criminal. And unfortunately, he escaped justice, at least in this life. He didn't go to prison and then get executed by the state like, I don't know, the Nazis were during the Nuremberg trials. He never faced the kind of justice that he should have. And so, yeah, I hope you're not like your brother. But in fact, she actually is. Of course, she makes her undying loyalty vows to Israel on camera just the other day. Take a look.
You see that community involvement, and they're pushing back substantially against it. As senator, would you step in and advocate on their behalf?
Absolutely. If there's valid reasons why they shouldn't be built there, absolutely. Yes.
Something else I wanted to talk about. You doubled down in your support for Israel. That was big for your brother. Mm-hmm. Have you had conversations with the prime minister about what that looks like moving forward for you if elected to the Senate?
I have met with the prime minister and his wife. They were in town for Lindsey's funeral, so it wasn't necessarily a discussion about moving forward. It was more of a discussion about Lindsey and their friendship and how appreciative he was and how much Lindsey meant to him. And he was very nice, him and his wife both. It was a really good conversation. One thing I did ensure him that I will stand with Israel as well.
So another one who stands with the terrorist state that genocides people, ethnically cleanses them, has an apartheid state. That's who she stands with. And again, she stands with them, not the United States, but with Israel. So she's a traitor to this nation. But take a look at this clip where she gets creamed. And in fact, she's the one doing it to herself, completely humiliating herself on the debate stage, showing she does not belong here. But the position was given to her. It was appointed to her because this wonderful democratic system that we're in appoints people like this, even though nobody elected her. So take a look.
Senator, if you want to respond, or we can move on. It's your choice.
That's okay. We'll move on.
Okay, we'll move on. All right.
Okay. Go ahead.
On the national security question as well, Senator, are Taiwan and the South China Sea national security issues for the United States? If so, why?
I'm sorry. Could you repeat the question?
Are Taiwan and the South China Sea national security issues for the United States? And if so, why or how?
I'm just going to be honest here. I'm not on national security. I'm not that informed on national security. But I do support the military. My brother was in the Air Force for 33 years. So I will do everything I can to support the military.
She just completely humiliated herself. So you don't know, is this a national security or not? And, well, guys, I don't know, but my brother, my terrorist brother, he was in the Air Force. So that's got to count for something, right? So I can still be in the Senate, right? I mean, because my brother, right? Yeah, Darlene, I just don't think that you need to be there, right? This is an obvious case of somebody being put into a position that they should never have been put into to begin with. But because of politics, she was placed there without the consent of the people, without the consent of the people of South Carolina. And by the way, she doesn't even know how many people there are in South Carolina. In fact, she thinks that there are 50 million people in South Carolina when there are only 5 million. Take a look at this.
50 million people in South Carolina. Half of them live paycheck to paycheck.
So half of them are paycheck to paycheck. Half of the 50 million. Okay, so 25 million of them are paycheck to paycheck. Okay, thanks, Darlene. Appreciate it. Thanks for coming. You don't even know how many people are in your state, the people you're supposed to represent. How do you get this wrong like that? 50 million versus 5? That's not a slip of the tongue. That just shows you shouldn't be there. In the Taiwan issue, look, I'm no expert here, but I'm pretty sure there's something to do with, I don't know, maybe China having ambitions to take over Taiwan, and we were supposed to, allegedly, the United States, be in the way of that. So maybe there could be some kind of a security issue there. I don't know. I'm no expert, but I'm also not, you know, supposed to be a senator, right? I'm not in a senator's seat, and I'm not in a U.S. Senate runoff debate. So what in the world is going on here? And by the way, take a look at this other clip here. You can see the same kind of snark, the same kind of gestures that her brother had that just, I don't know, irks me to death. And you can see it right here manifesting kind of towards the end of this clip. Take a look.
It's kind of ironic when you talk about the big, beautiful bill, because it's my understanding that you were the holdout on the big, beautiful bill, and Trump had to call you in and convince you to sign it.
He had to get you to sign it.
I can't stand this lady already. And look, I couldn't stand her brother. Now I'm starting to feel the exact same way about her. Not just because that's her brother, but because she has the same kind of mannerisms, and she's just as dumb as he was, and she's just as much of a stooge for Israel as her brother was. It's like, this is a nightmare. I thought we, you know, were done with Lindsey Graham whenever he died. I thought we could breathe a sigh of relief, but no, evidently not. We got Lindsey Graham 2.0 in the house. So there's that. We also got Rabbi Shmuley once again in the news, but this time not because he's making a fool of himself. Well, I mean, I guess he still is, but not in the usual way. But this time for what sounds like an incitement and a call to violence against Tucker Carlson and Candace Owens. I kid you not. Take a look at this clip.
Let me be clear. For thousands of years, we Jews have developed an insidious mental construct that we need to be loved. We need everyone to like us. Now, that would be nice. Machiavelli said 500 years ago, in Florence that you should want to be loved and feared. But if you have to choose, and October 7th has forced us to choose, then you need to choose being feared over being loved. The Jewish people have to be feared. Hamas has to fear the IDF. Hezbollah and disgusting, poisonous, reptilian Iran has to fear the Mossad. Just think about this for a moment. When Israel goes in the heart of Tehran and kills Ismail Haniyeh, and I feel really bad for him, because if I had $4 billion, I wish I could have lived longer and like bought more hot tubs and more, you know, Gulfstream 6s and all that wasted money now, which his children are now suing Erdogan for. When you do that in the heart of Tehran, what do you think Khamenei himself is thinking? He's thinking, uh-oh, I'm next. These Jews actually fight back. The same thing is true in media. Why aren't we going after the Candace Owens of the world, the most disgusting reptilian anti-Semite in America? Why aren't we going after Roger Waters? Why aren't we going after Tucker Carlson? President Trump, who spoke here at the IAC the other day, is the most pro-Israel president in American history. What the heck is he doing with Tucker Carlson in his ear? Tucker Carlson's a Holocaust denier. Tucker Carlson just had a historian on, 42 million people watched it, who said the Holocaust, you know, he's not a Holocaust denier. He meets him, he admits that 6 million Jews died, but it wasn't a program of genocide. They were like prisoners of war. They died of disease. Cut the crap and stop desecrating the memory of our 6 million. And no American president, whether it's Biden or George Bush or greatest president for Israel, Trump, should be having people like that. And we have to go after the Tucker Carlsons of this world. I am tired of being a scared Jew. I am tired of quaking and shivering and trembling before our enemies. We are going to bring the fight to our enemies.
Jay Shmuley, I didn't know that you were a scared Jew, that you were trembling and quaking before your enemies. Sounds like you're a coward. But okay, he says that we need to fear Jews. Yeah, you know, don't play that game. Don't play that game. How many Jews are there in the world and how many Gentiles are there in the world? Don't play that game. Don't do that. Don't try to pit Jews against Gentiles because you're going to lose that one. Because, again, there's way more Gentiles than there are Jews. So just, yeah, don't go down that direction. How about we live in peace? Because a fight, us against you kind of thing, it's not going to be a good idea. Let's not go there. Let's have peace instead. But no, he wants fear and he wants a fight. And he says, by the way, the Jews fight back. No, it's not that the Jews fight back. It's that the Zionists terrorize people. And then when people fight them, then the Zionists fight them back. And so what you're actually saying is, it's not that you fight back. It's that you start the fight as a terrorist. And then people fight you back, and then you fight them, but then you pretend that you're the victim and you're somehow engaging in self-defense. But put all that to the side. The big headline here was he's clearly inciting or calling to violence, people to fight against, specifically Jews, to fight Tucker and Candace Owens. He says that we need to go after Candace and Tucker in the same way that Mossad goes after heads of state and politicians in Iran and murders them, assassinates them. Okay, so in the same way that happened, we need to go after Tucker and Candace. So are you calling for their assassination? Rabbi Shmuley really needs to explain this, because to me it sounds like he is making death threats against them. Again, if this were the other way around and somebody did this to Rabbi Shmuley, he would be all over TikTok and Twitter and YouTube saying how much of a victim he is of hate crimes and people are trying to kill him. If people said about him what he said about them, he would be playing the victim right now and he would be saying that person is calling for my death. Okay. Just holding you to your own same standards. Are you calling for their death? The guy who was the endless perpetual victim, who's constantly saying that he's being attacked and he's being harassed, sounds to me like he's the one calling for violence here. But you know what? I don't think anything's going to be done. He's not going to be arrested. Nothing's going to happen. But again, if people said that about him, I guarantee, they would be getting a visit from law enforcement the next day. 100%. So There's that going on with Rabbi Shmuley. I want to know from y'all, do y'all think that that's a call to violence? Am I misreading him? Am I hearing this wrong? Let me know. I also want to take a look at this clip. A lady who is an Israeli American is not welcome at the salon. She's being kicked out of the salon. She pretends it's because of her ethnicity, because she's a Jew when she's as white as I am. But she pretends that it's because of her ethnicity and Jewishness. And it's not because of the fact that you're for genocide and that you deny that there's a genocide going on in Gaza. It's not because of that. It's because of racism, evidently. Take a look.
I had no idea that you would.
When you say things like, I'm Israeli American, and then I say things like, oh, I just don't really support or believe in Israel.
But you are doing this based on,
and then you're
defending
it, which is totally fine. You can defend it as much as you want, but this is my business. This is my.
That's fine. That's totally fine.
And I'm not going to do it.
But you should give me my deposit back. And if you don't, I'm going to have to take legal action.
No, you can. You can take legal action.
But I came here to do a service. I had no idea that my ethnicity, I didn't speak politics at all about Israel.
No, but I made a post on my Instagram that said, if you support Israel, I'm not interested, like, canceling.
I didn't see your Instagram. I didn't look at your Instagram. I've heard wonderful things about you.
Well, thank you very much, because I like to make sure all my clients are really happy. I really like it, but I really don't support, I even have a sticker right here that says Free Palestine. I'm big Free Palestine.
That's
a huge Free Palestine, a massive Free Palestine.
I didn't do anything wrong. I didn't say anything political. I just told you.
Actually, the entire conversation we had was
we're talking about Afghanistan.
Yeah,
no,
we're talking about
Israel.
We're talking about everything that is politics, even aside from Israel. But for me, Israel isn't politics. There's a genocide going on.
See,
that's exactly. It would be different if you said something like, "Yes, there is a genocide. I don't support what the Israeli government is doing." Yeah, I would have, slid by, but you don't. You just said there's no genocide. Get out of my office.
I'm going to leave, but I will be contacting somebody to get my deposit.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
So there you go. She tries to make it about her ethnicity, as if this is, again, anti-Semitism, as if this is because of her race. When, again, she's whiter than I am. Okay? How much Jewishness do you actually have in your DNA? Honest question. Like, you're as white as can be. You look like you came from Sweden or something, but whatever. All right. It's not even that. It's not even about ethnicity. The problem was that you support what the state of Israel does. She says there's no genocide. That's the issue right there. That's why you're not welcome. That's why Israel is a pariah state. That's why the world hates Israel right there, because they commit a genocide and they pretend that they're not doing it. But then they want us to be sympathetic for injustices against Jews in the Holocaust and in other previous centuries in Europe. You can't have it both ways. If what was done to the Jews was wrong, then what Israel is doing to the Palestinians is also wrong. Can't have it both ways. But again, she doesn't want to address the real issues. She wants to pretend it's about her ethnicity. Get the hell out of here. Get out of here with that. Just stop. Stop it. Now, one other thing. Randy Fine, caught on camera, going through people's mailbox, committing a felony. Is he going to jail or not? That's what I'm going to reveal to you, because there is an update on it. But first, let me show you the video, just in case you haven't seen it. So clearly, going through their mail, that is illegal. What are you doing, Randy? And then he's doing that on the final day of his election. But you know what? He still won. He still pulled it off. We just cannot get rid of the Zionists who promote genocide in our own government. It's insane. Still won the election. Is he going to be arrested? Nope. Turns out he's not going to be arrested. You know why? Because the lady whose house that belonged to, she first of all didn't know who it was, called the police, said, I don't know who this guy is, but he's doing this. Then she found out it's Randy Fine, and then she says she doesn't want to pursue charges. Why is that? Are you a Randy Fine lover? Did they threaten you? Did they offer you money? Why do you not want to press charges? It's like they continue to get away and escape justice. I don't understand it. Every single time. Anytime there's an opportunity to bring one of these scumbags to justice, even if just a little, they escape every single time. It's just insane. I don't understand it. I was hoping this lady would do the right thing and pursue this, hold him to it. Since again, we're not going to hold him to the fact that he promotes genocide and does it within our own government and is effectively a traitor to our own country. Since we're not going to hold him accountable for that, maybe they would hold him accountable here. Nope, nothing. You just can't win. It's insane. It's absolutely insane. And so, yeah, he's evidently not going to jail and won his election. So, yep, we got to deal with Randy Fine more. Anyways, that's what I got for now. Everybody hit the like button, hit the subscribe button. We'll see you later. Take care.